Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday. Wednesday, the 14th of October. Getting mad at myself. Wednesday, the 14th of October. Apologies. Hope you're all well. Okay, couple of things. A few people waiting on things as per normal with me, unfortunately. I have been trying to catch up, but had a few family woes and a couple of other things to deal with this week. So I will try and get to that over the next few days. Obviously, I've only really got tomorrow before the weekend. Football needs sorting out, but I'll try and get as much done today, tomorrow, and then anyone else, I will solve all those issues next week for you. Just people wanted me to look at systems and other bits and bobs. FDD, obviously with COVID, the subscriptions and everything got messed up. I have now spoken to them. Subs will start from paid subs again from November the 1st, fully, for those of you who are looking to join annually. It's not going to be annual, though. It's going to be to the end of the season, in effect, to May the 31st, hoping that football obviously doesn't get disrupted too much through the winter, and we do get completion of a season in a relatively normal time zone. So that will be posted. So in what I'm talking about there, the FDD, their full rate, that will be adjusted to pro rata for the season. FTS Ultimate members, you will get a two-week window to join as you're a member of FTS Ultimate. So I will put that in the members area, a link, which again will be a pro rata discount rate to the end of the season. I will start sharing some FDD selections back in the members area again after that. And those of you in the trading group, obviously we use the FDD sheets. I've emailed, WhatsApped you this morning, but I'll post your link on the WhatsApp group. You'll again get a discount rate, but everything will be pro rata in effect to the end of the season only, not beyond that. And then we'll look at the situation at the end of the season. So all that will come out to you over the next week. Tomorrow I will send out the first phase of what I'm going to do in November with Telegram and sharing some of the bets, etc., from here. So I'll get that organised for, I'm organising it now, but I'll get the first part of that sent out tomorrow, and I'll explain a bit more about that on tomorrow's podcast, exactly how that's going to work and how I'm probably going to upset a few people, but it is what it is. Okay, what else is there? Did you know, fun fact, they're going to do a Wednesday fun fact of the day. What is wrong with me? Wednesday fun fact of the day. Humans and elephants are the only living creatures to have chins. I never knew that, see? There. Only humans to have chins. There you go, humans and elephants. Only things to have chins. Sorry, somebody just sent me a message. I got distracted then by a WhatsApp. So there you go, fun fact of the day. I was going to do a stat of the day on a Wednesday. And this one, again, it continues. I can't remember whether we did this in lockdown, but obviously the championship has started low scoring. It's not unusual. It is a good market. I know that unders is a very unpopular bet, but in the championship since September 2017, if you had backed under 1.5 goals when it was priced between 3 and 4, you would have lost 99.73 points. So when under 1.5 goals was priced between 3 and 4 in the championship, you would have lost 99.73 points. If you tip over and go, the league on its own loses 61 points, so most of the losses obviously come in that bracket between 3 and 4. If you tip over to between 4 and 5, so when under 1.5 is priced between 4 and 5, since September 2017, you would have had 468 bets for 63 points profit, and it is still proving to be a nice profitable angle. Obviously, when you're back in between 4 and 5, you do have losing runs, and there's losing runs of 10, 12 bets in there. So you'd need to be, set up for there. But month on month, it is, it's solid, really solid. I think the worst losing month is 10 points. But this time of year in particular, and I'm not telling anybody now to bet this, but this time of the season in particular can be very fruitful. Most of the winnings seem to come in the winter months as opposed to sort of getting up to February, March, April time. So it does look a nice solid angle. Under 1.5 goals in the championship between 4 and 5 has won 63 points for 400 odd bets. So there you are. That's your little stat of the day. I'm going to give you one of those every week. Just different things, different areas. You can do with them what you will. You can guard them as rubbish. You can ignore them. That one's been going 468 bets. It's been chugging along nicely, even if you wanted to trade it. So there you go. That is that one. There is a Chrissy's Bet of the Day up posted as well today, because obviously there's some Japan football going on at the minute. And also, I think we've got some MLS and that this evening, Brazil and MLS this evening. And I have somewhere got the pod horses. I've got the horses, yeah. We did have a few winners yesterday. Vegas Blue won, the Late Legend won, Eagles Foot won, Island Nation won, Washing Murphy. Washing Machine got it over the line. I think pretty much everything bar Perderian was in the first three, 1, 2, or 3. Some trades in there as well. Gumbo Flyer traded 54%, Pockley traded 71%, down to 1.67. Well, I don't know whether you're using these or not. Right, we've got a few today at Wetherby and a couple or a few at Kempton, but quite a few at Wetherby. Wetherby 152, Midnight's Legacy. Wetherby 225, Champagne Well. Wetherby 335, Kilbrook. Wetherby 445, Mr. Scrumpy. Bit of cider, Scrumpy cider. Kempton 455, Lorna Cole. Wetherby 515, Destined to Shine. Wetherby 545, Proschema. Proschema. Kempton 630, Miami Joy. And Kempton 7 o'clock, Al Mufti. Ranging in prices, 10 o'clock prices from 2.9 up to 5.7. Those are a few around 4.5, 4.8, 5.2. So win and place, win only, or perhaps you want to trade them, whatever suits you, or perhaps you just want to ignore them and say, what a load of old crock of shit. Who knows? Right, yes, that's it. That is it. I'm going to crack on because I've got a load of work to do, which I'm trying to get done, and I will have all that sorted over today. I'm going to try and post the updated ultimate databases tomorrow, just with all the results so that we're ready to go. I'm aware that there's some fixtures missing for the weekend, so hopefully they'll pop up in the next day or so. I think there's a COVID-ridden game in Italy, which they haven't made a decision about yet, but hopefully they get that sorted out. Have a good Wednesday, not Thursday. Have a lovely Wednesday, and I will see you Thursday. Get out and buy your brisket. Get that recipe made from that I gave you the other day. As always, thank you all for listening, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.